you to Yom Yom of the Shibi Kota, and I'll tell you why. The voice of Chozum of the Rebbe, that I had a Kodrucha, 53 years ago, Hashi Shlach, he was on the way from America to Yisrael, and to build to Yatsam, and he stopped, he was on a Shabbat Mount Serkina, in Hashi Shlach. Shlach, I think, was probably one of the latest Motzei Shabbat. And he said the following. He said, in Yisrael, between summer and winter, it means with about 1.5 hours, the range of the difference between night and summer and in winter. And on Tibet, even later than here, night is 11 o'clock, I'm not talking about Ben Kamsma, the third man, 11 o'clock at night, nacht. Winter, 5:30, the 6 hour jump. For a goy, he eats up whatever time it is, it's a pub cruise at 11 o'clock, if it's before the ski or after the ski, it's kind of 2 minutes. We'll start over in Yom Laila. A Yid can't move without a Lich. If you go on a holiday, you don't take with the Lich, you're on Tzulis. You have to get up for Krishna in the morning, you have to daven Mincha, Ma'ariv, a mensch is Meshibbet, a Yid is Meshibbet, Yom Laila, so there's money, you have to know, when it's Tzulis, when it's Nach, Plag, a Mincha, Erev Shabbat, Mot Shabbat, you can't move for 24 hours without knowing the money. So the Zetos, as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world in such a way, he created Eretz Yisrael for Yidin to make normal money, and Chitzlut for Goyim, which is there enough to come in when it's Nacht, it's 11 o'clock at night or 4 o'clock at night, so for them he made Zman, which is like a Mishnah Gaya, for Yidin he made Eretz Yisrael, it's all gone a mile of Zman. This guy Yidin at Verpen, he doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, he prefers to be there. No, that was a mission, yes, the Saka has got a problem, but Nacht, he has to go late to bed, get up early, etc. Is it like a new year? The Zavach, and we're in Gulis. We shouldn't be here, really. My husband yet, and because Mashiach Zaman, that we should be back in Eretz Yisroel, where we belong, and we'll have normal as manim. Not have to learn Krishna 11 o'clock at night. The Indian thing by Neshmushes and Tesa Kachubim. Especially, I want to discuss the Indian of Rebbein Tam. I'm not trying to propagandate the shit of Rebbein Tam. That's not my job. Halucha Lamasa, first of all, this is not the forum for Halucha Lamasa. And second of all, Halucha Lamasa, everybody has to go according to the Shitta, which is Makabah Me'avoisov, it's Kashem Sufiknish. Besides, obviously, we belong to a Kehila Kadosha, and the Kehila has been Makabah, certain Halucha, you have to Makabah that, the Chimnus of both. And so, this Pushet, as the Hesachtas, Kalasachraidim, you see it on the Liach, Shtetov Kshemi, that we have been Makabah the Shitta that after Shkia, like Abba Shabbos I'm talking about, after Shkia is considered Nacht. Chatzushul, nobody has a malucha after Shkia. We're not saying behind any other shittas, and we should be mafresh to chayre be even before Shkia. And one considers somebody that has a malucha after Shkia, one considers that a machal Shabbos. I'm not chatzushul, I'm trying to change that halucha, because obviously that halucha we have to keep. And even those who their mesoira is otherwise living here in this kehillah, we have to adhere to this kehillah. But the end of Rebbeinu Tam's man, I find people are very. Some people think of Rebbeinu Tam, I don't mean anybody here has a shilim, maybe somebody listening on the phone, I don't know, think of Rebbeinu Tam as some strange idea. In my medrash, there's 2 clocks, and 1 clock once wasn't working, the battery was gone. I heard a boy saying, a stranger came in and asked, what's in its eyes, Agus? What is? So he said, I think that's Rebbeinu Tam's man. Yeah. To some people, something which is, so I want to say it's not Rebbeinu Tam's man. What is Rebbeinu Tam's man? And also, what's the call? What happened? Such a big machloikus, the Goyinim and Rebbeinu Tam. Again, now Shalayim Yid, some Chachmir Shalayim. He once came, Motzei Shabbos, before he came early to daven in Shiel, and we're waiting there to daven Maariv. Still, Motzei Shabbos, Nacht. So he started around, so somebody said to him, Zuge psa Gitzvot, let's hear psa Goyinim Shavot. So the Goyinim Shavot, I'll tell you. A Gitzvot. Not the Goyinim was Nacht, so Rebbeinu Tam it wasn't. The Goyinim Shavot, we're Nacht. We know the Machloek is basically Goyim and Rebbeinu Tam. That's what's Mekibu. I want to just, in a short time, show you, before we start, that we've got already 19 shittas. When is Nacht tonight? And if you have another hour or so, I could multiply it a few times, bring it over 100. But just the basically, we know of Goyim and Rebbeinu Tam. Normally, the Velt of Ice, when is Benesh? We know there's a case of Benesh Mushas. This is the Mozuktoch Benesh Mushas, that man which is a Sufik, Yom Sufik Laila. And when is the Spanish Mushta Machloikis? There's a Shetas of Oyinim who say that from Shkia Tachamu is Benash Mushas till Shloisha Kachubim Beinanim. And there's a Shetas of Benetam, and many of the Shainim, who say that The Shkia, the second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia, and Nacht is 72 minutes after the Nacht. So if you want to be a Machmer both Shittas, and Dr. Mishabriya says so, and Moshe Feinstein says one should be Mahadir Friday to stop doing Meluchas well before the Shkia, and the Shkia. What do we call Shkia? I'll tell you. In Emerson, what we call Shkia is not Tantet. For two reasons. By the Goyim, what the Goyim call Tantet, first of all, the Goyim call Tantet when half the sun is below the horizon. We call Shkia when the Ganta, when you do, the tip of the sun is gone. That's Shkia, that's point number one. Nachadach, we call Shkia what our eyes see. And that's correct, because the Rebbeinu Shimon made the sun for us to see. The Metzias is that we see the sun after it's gone down because of the rays. Because it bends. I don't go into details. It's a scientific thing. Because back in the glass, you've got a bottle. You put something there, it bends. The sun, because of the atmosphere, which we have here, and we don't have it in the sun, hasn't got it, so the rays come over later a little bit. So really, the sun, so they call Shkia when half the sun is in Emerson gone down. We call Shkia when the whole sun has gone down to our eyes. And Hanetzach Ham is also Zobazach. When you see the spitz of the sun, that's when we see with our eyes, even though it's already been there before. Okay, it hasn't been there yet. It's not really there. What we see is the sun below the horizon. We see it beforehand. That's called Hanetzach. So, Lamaso, sunset of the Goyim, not our sunset, it's not coming up 2 to 3 minutes. So there's these two shittas. In Shechen Urach, Semenesh Tamach Aleph Sif Beis, this is Hilchos Shabbos, steht gepaskin vila ben itam, and according to the Shechen Urach, again, I'm not saying Halucha Lamaso, and Shechen Urach on Friday, you can go and carry on doing Meluchas for 58 minutes after the Shkia, which most people, Motta Shabbos already have, as Motta Shabbos then, it still belongs to Friday, and Nacht is only at 72 minutes after the Shkia, and that 30 and a half minutes between is Benish Moshes. As there is a passage of Chanurach, and many of the Shreinim passed away, but the Mishnah Berurah on the spot looked at that Shitta of Ein Etam, and the Velt Makabal Gavin, the other Shitta, you've got the dilution of Rapadva, Chesh of Eifet, Haminhig, Beroiv Tfitas Yisroel, Makadbus Denur, the old Minig, always was like a Ben Etam, Uchen, the Eich Yisroel, this Pashat Haminhig, Kedat of Oilim, now it's gone the Minig, not Yisroel, like Oilim, the day that was passed, the minig had changed. The minig you saw changed from Rabbi Nitam's one to the Goinim in Eitzisrool. The Da'as HaGoinim and the Sefer Bilchus Yasa. The Chedur was in Eitzisrool. So he says things have changed and it's moved over from what used to be accepted, the Shitta, Rabbi Nitam. Maybe people were Machmer like the Goinim, but the basic Shitta was Rabbi Nitam. Now it's changed the other way around. The basic Shitta is Goinim and those are Machmer Rabbi Nitam. In Mistaba, the Rabbi's solution, Shekibel Minigzeh Choizet, Meshitta's Hagruv Hagrav, the Vilna Gurun and the Balatanya, they passed in like the Goyim, not like a Benitam. Asha has Purusim Gedoyle Be'et Yisrael, so that's influenced E'et Yisrael to change from a Benitam to Goyim. Ilamas in the Welt, we know there are two Shittas. It depends where you come from. If you come from Hungary or Galicia, both parts of Galicia, you will have Rabbi Nitam as your Ikke Shitta and Goyim as a Chimra. And if you come from Poland or from Andhra Pletra, you will have Goyim as a Ikke Shitta, Romania, Goyim as a Ikke Shitta, and Rabbi Nitam to do so a Machim. The Briska Hal, Nyora Bani Tam's Ban, Bishop Ria says, Hilchos Shabbos one should be Machmer Bani Tam, and Moshe Feinstein also, but also at the Chimra. The Moshe Feinstein and the Chofetz Chaim, the Bishop Ria, they have accepted the Goyim Shitta with a Chimra of Bani Tam. I'm not going to interpret Halucha Lamasa, that's Yedain Dalteen, according to his Moira Eruas. Now, what's the Machlaitis? Why is there a Machlaitis? The Machlaitis is based, there are three Gemuras, and in the three Gemuras, there are four members. And these four members can't go together. In other words, three of the four members can go together. If you take out one of the four members, you haven't got a problem. But of all the four together, is a Stira. In Oy space, we've got it here. There's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Shia Ben Hashmushas is Mishkia Tachamu till how long it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. And how long it takes to walk, we'll soon come to that, what is it in minutes. But let's give it a name just to make it easier. Let's say a mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So the Gemara says that Ben Hashmushas is from Shkia till 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. So we've got two statements in this Gemara. First of all, we know from here that Ben Hashmushas is when you start Ben Shkia is when you start Ben Hashmushas. That's one point. The second point is we know that Ben Hashmushas is 13 and a half minutes. The third point is the Gemara base. Seis hakechuvim hilai levadai. Nacht is Tesa Kachuvim when the Kachuvim come out. The fourth memra is in Tesa Gemura that from Shkia Sachama till Tesa Kachuvim is 4 mil. 4 mil is 72 minutes, if 18 minutes. So here we've got a stira. If you take out one of these four memras, you wouldn't have a problem. For example, let's go one by one. If you wouldn't have the first point, which says that Ben Hashmusha starts by Shkia, you wouldn't have a problem. Because even though we say that Ben Hashmusha is 13 and a half minutes, you've got the second Gemurah that Tesak Chuvim is Laila, the third Gemurah that Tesak Chuvim is 72 minutes after Shkia, so we say that Shkia is Bada Yoyim, till 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is Bada Yoyim, then you've got your Ben Hashmusha, so 13 and a half minutes till Tesak Chuvim. So you've got no stira. The statement 2, 3 and 4 would be alright. Statement 2 says that Ben Hashmusha is 13 and a half minutes. Statement 3 says that Tesak Chuvim is Laila. And statement 4 says that Tesak Chuvim is 72 minutes after Shkia. But we have the first statement which says that Shkia starts Ben Hashmusha. Take out the second point that Ben Hashmusha is 3/4 mil, you also wouldn't have a problem. Shkia starts your Ben Hashmusha. The third point, Tesak Chuvim is by the Laila. The fourth point, that Tesak Chuvim is at 72 minutes, so Shkia is your Ben Hashmusha for 72 minutes, till Tesak Chuvim, no problem. Take out the third point, that Tesak Chuvim is Laila. If you say that not Tesak Chuvim is Laila, you also haven't got a problem. Shkia is your Ben Hashmusha for 13 and a half minutes, it's not Tesak Chuvim then, it doesn't matter, it's Laila. And your Tesak Chuvim is irrelevant, it's after 72 minutes, who cares? Take out your fourth point, you also haven't got a problem. Shkia is Ben Hashmusha, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Nacht, that is Tesak Chuvim, and that's it, finished. But we've got the four together, don't we? So we have to adjust one of these four, we have to adjust. And here we have a Machloikus, the Goinim and the Benitam, which are the four we adjust. Once we've adjusted that one, we're left with the other three, which we're home and dry. So the Benitam adjusts the first Kumura. Shkia Sachama, he says, what Shkia Sachama is not what we think of Shkia Sachama, what I said before, when the tip of the sun goes down. That is maybe what we call Shkia Sachama, but the Gemara is referring to a second Shkia Sachama. The second Shkia Sachama is when you don't see the rays of the sun, or maybe I should rather say you don't see the effect of the sun, I suppose it would be better to see. The sun has gone so far down that you don't see it anymore, it's not noticeable, and that takes 58 and a half minutes. Once you've done that, you've got all the four Gemara's triumphs. Go back to the first statement. Shkia Sacham is the beginning of Ben Hashmusha, we mean the second Shkia. It takes 30 and a half minutes, yes, from 58 and a half minutes till 72 is your 30 and a half minutes Ben Hashmusha. The third statement, Teskum is Laila, there you get, Teskum, 72 minutes, and that's the fourth statement also. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam solves the problem. He's changed the first Shkia. So according to that, Ben Hashmusha starts 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia Rishoina, which he's called Shkia Shnia, and then you've got Laila 30 and a half minutes after that. Simple. The Goinim say they rather change the fourth statement. The first statement is true that Shkia starts Ben Hashmusha. The second point, that it goes on for 3/4 mil, 30 and a half minutes, Och Gerecht. The third point, says the Kachum is Laila, they say yes, the Kachum which you see in Eitz Yisrael in these days at 30 and a half minutes after Shkia, those are the Kachum which the Gemara is referring to. They're well and fine. The fourth Gemara, which says that you only see Kachuvim after 72 minutes, that's not talking about the Kachuvim which is Halukha L'maisa. The Gemara means to say that the Kachuvim all over the sky, even the Tzav Marev, all the way there, you won't see till 72 minutes, which is irrelevant in Halukha. The Gemara is not talking about Halukha. The Gemara is not discussing Halukha. All the Gemara is saying that the Kachuvim which make Laila, that you see after 13 and a half minutes. But says Kol HaKachuvim, to see Kachuvim, the Tzav Marev, that happens to take 72 minutes, which is not irrelevant in Halukha. So according to that, we have the Shes HaGoinim that pay the Shkia is Ben Hashmusha till 13 and a half minutes afterwards, and that's it. And the Matthias is, if you go to the store in the middle of summer, in an area where it's not lit up, you look at the sky, and even though after half an hour nacht the sky is full of stars, mamish full of stars, half an hour, zikha, 40 minutes, l'chaladeh, if you look on the Tzav Marev, on the west, where the sun has gone down, you won't see any Kachuvim there, till 72 minutes. At 72 minutes, you look, then you see the Kachuvim there. So the Messias is not a problem with us. We've got two types of Kachuvim. You have Kachuvim in the middle of the sky, and you have Kachuvim on the west side. So the shaila is, which Kachuvim do we need for Laila? That's the Messias. Now in the morning, by Alos HaShachar is no machlokes. By Alos HaShachar, Hakol is moedim, that you have to have 4 mil between Alos HaShachar and Honetzachan. That's no machlokes. By Nacht, the machlokes between Shkia and Nacht, is it 4 mil or 3/4 of a mil? But in the morning, certainly it's 72 minutes, that's not Mishka machlokes. What's called Nacht and what's called day in the morning? What makes Alos HaShachar? For Alos HaShachar, we say, once there's some of the stars missing on the Tzad Mad, on the Tzad Mizrach, Tzad Mizrach, so 1724 there's no stars there because the sun's already beginning to have some effect. Even though the rest is full of stars, that's already considered day, Mederaika. But by Nacht, to make it Nacht, it takes less stars.
Excuse
me, is that what the Tzad called day? As Allah Hashem with the rise is day, with the rabbun on many things you have to wait for Netzach.
I come for fasting, a lot of them start on Tfilas Ma'atzishma.
That's a mistake. No, it's a fasting, you have to have Allah Hashem. With the rise, Allah Hashem is day. Allah Hashem is day. With the rise, Allah Hashem is day. That's a good clue. Lagabat Kiyas Shoifo was Nagai Hill, and Lagabat Smila. If you have a Brit Mila, which is in the middle of winter, and 7 minutes past 8 is Chonetz, with the Rabbuna, you have to wait for 7 past 8. So if you finish down in the Shachar 7:45, you have to wait 20 minutes for. And here, then Lagab Bedikus twice a day. It should be done after Chonetz. Also, sometimes a problem. Get up in the morning. So to work at least, it should be made after 7 past 8. But with the right, I like the Shachar. Yeah. So Mishnah, you look up. Megillah at Chuf.
But
with
the north, there's more than one
of the Shachar. Well, I'm not sure. Alright, so far we've got 2 shittas. How do we make this into 19 shittas within about 7 or 8 minutes? I'll show you how to do it, it's very easy. We've got 2 machloikas, and in every machloikas we've got 3 shittas. So if you multiply, you'll see why it should really come to 27 shittas, but it doesn't, it only comes to 19. First of all, how much is the shear of a mil? We spoke as if a mil is 80 minutes. A mil means how long it takes an average person to walk 2,000 amas. And the person, you say, the question is, who is considered an average person? So you take 3 people and 1 walks so fast, 1 less. What's that average? This time, what's the Matthias? When the Gemara talks about a mil, how much is a mil? And it's based on a sigim psuchim, which is a sigim is an atom, because Gemara says how many mil a person can walk in a day. A person can walk averagely 40 mil in 12 hours. The shah is what type of hours we're talking about. In any case, it's a machlok, we have 3 shittas. About Tzimtzum Adeshin, and as always the path of Shekhan Uruch and Hilchas Pesach, Lagav Chumetz, the shear of a mil is Nagaya many things. It's Nagaya Chumetz, because flour and water, if it's left together, if the dough is left for 18 minutes on its own without working with it, it becomes Chumetz. The Lagav Hilchas Melicha, so actually, I didn't mention it here, Yeridaya also, and Lagav Ha'Hilchasin, and Lagav many other things. In Shechnoch Hilchas Pesuchim, in Hilchas Pesach, is the Paskin that a mil is 18 minutes. That's the Shechnoch Shet Sachim Sadeshin. The Levish, the Chok Yaakov, and the Chacham Sofer, you've got all the Manam Mekomis here, and the Gru of an Ard, the Be'er Gru, say that the mil is 22 and a half minutes. It's quite, if you look it up, you find it's quite easy, Cheshbon, why it works out that way. It's not so complicated, but it will take too long to explain it here. And the third Shet is Chok Yaakov, who explains. That's very pshat in the Rambam, because there seems to be a seed in the Rambam between the Perish HaMishnayis and the Yad. But Chof Yaakov looked at the Rambam's house today in Shechanoch Rav and many others, that the mil is 24 minutes. So you've already got 3 shittas in the Goinim and 3 shittas in Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to the Goinim, both hold, everybody holds, that Bein HaShmushes is 3/4 of a mil. So what is 3/4 of a mil? Is it 3/4 of 18, which means 13 and a half? Is it 3/4 of 22 and a half, which means whatever, it's often 7, 3 and a half, about 40, 50, 60, something like that, 16 and something, or 3/4 of 24, which makes it into 18. So you've already got 3 machlokes, so you've got 6 machlokes, 3 ga'olim, and 3 rabbeinim. Now we come to something else, another inyan. The Gemara gives simunim how long it takes from the shkia tonight to Ben Shmush, 3/4 of a mil. So the question is, where is your starting point, shkia number 1 or shkia number 2? Once you've established your starting point, then you have to know how long is a mil, and that becomes pushing. Gemara also gives simunim according to how dark and how light it is. Now the Matthias is, it can't always be the same. because in summer and winter things change. And if in Eretz, maybe it's not soon noticeable, but certainly in England it's noticeable how long it takes to get dark, because the sun sometimes goes down like this and sometimes like this, and in England it goes down like this. So it takes much longer to go down to that, to bring it to that degree of darkness. Obviously, the lower the sun is, the lower the horizon, the darker it gets. So push it, yeah. Mm-hmm. The more degrees it goes down, it's darker. So if it has to come to this degree, so if it goes this way, the sun goes at the same speed. It doesn't speed up. And so if it goes this way, it gets quicker to a point here than if it goes at a slant. So obviously, it must change because the sun is moving all the time. And certainly, England is also around this. Even it is all the changes. So what do we say? Papastus, Svora Chatoin is, Vishayin Pusik, Lachoyshach Kura Lailo, that Nacht and Tug has got to do with the degrees of darkness. One can argue what degree of darkness, but it's got to do with the degree of darkness. To say that it's all year, in every place, the same amount of time, if it's 72 minutes or 30, whatever, every minute, a minute, it's all year, throughout the year and throughout the world the same, means that sometimes your night will be darker and sometimes lighter. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam, for example, 72 minutes after Shkia. 70 minutes after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael is Moedik Tinkel, and here, 70 minutes after Shkia in England, in summer, is like in Eretz Yisrael about half an hour after the Shkia. So what you're saying is that the darkness, the Nacht, doesn't depend on darkness, which is strange to our ears. But let me tell you, that believe it or not, Rav, acceptable Paschim, say that. It doesn't depend on darkness, it depends on, so don't look at the sky, just look at your watch and work out how dark it is. So in that we've got three shittas, another three. So take the previous, because we have six, and we're going to multiply them by three, but not Mishin Gansan. Let's show you three shittas. The first shitta is that, as I said, Shur Shabbos, you got your shitta of either 13 and a half minutes or 72, or as we said before, it can be 13 and a half. It can be 18. You've got six zmanim, we said before, and those six zmanim is kachelik etzol lahavdol chisluts, or any time of the year. It's always the same amount of time, even though sometimes it'll be darker and sometimes lighter. That is nacht. Don't ask any questions. And the same applies in the morning. Actually, the same applies in the morning, that alus hashachar will always be the same amount of time before hanes, even though sometimes it's darker, sometimes it's lighter. And the fact is, push number two, if you ever dare to get up earlier, you go early to bed, and you happen to be up at 72 minutes before Honeit, you will see outside is quite light already. And 2 minutes before that is considered Nacht. Somebody asked the Briscoe, or the Briscoe, was like a passing like this shitter, and he said, it can't be, it's light already, how can it be? So he said, close the curtains. He used to say, you're not supposed to look at the light, it doesn't normally help. If you eat lettuces and close your eyes, it won't help. But the point he was making is that according to the shitta, it does not depend on Tinkelkeit. That's the chiddush, which is against our tzvura. We're normally trained to think Nacht is Tinkel, so Yom is Lichtig, and the Pusik shitta, right? But according to that, no, it doesn't depend on that. This is the first shitta. The names of the shitta, the Prima Gudim, on the major poskim, Halucha Lamaisa, which the Bi Halucha brings it to him, Reish Kamahalas, Machtes Sashekel, also a major poskim, Derech HaChaim, who Chassidim call Chabastah, so little short of Nativus, all the same person, from the rest of the Gedolei Yisroel, and Berkei Yosef, the Chidur. They say, and they also could see practically with the eye that, sometimes it's darker, sometimes it's lighter, it has to be like that. And that's the Shitta. The second Shitta is similar to that Shitta, but it doesn't depend on darkness or lightness, it depends on Shur Zmanias. In other words, the Shur is not what we call 60 minutes, it can sometimes be 40 minutes, it can be 80 minutes, it depends how long the day is. We take the day, we cut it into 12 parts, divide the 12 parts, the 12th of the day is what we call a shul. So if the day is 12 hours, so a shul has got 60 minutes. If it's more, every hour which adds another 5 minutes to it. 12th of an hour, 60 minutes, because the 12th is 5 minutes. So if the day has got 13 hours, so the hour has got 65 minutes. If it's got 14 hours, it's got 50, 70 minutes, and so on and so on. That's called Shur Zmanias. So all these Chashbonis which we made before will now depend on Shur Zmanias. So we had before six Zmanim, which six Zmanim would be right in a day which has got 12 hours, but as the day expands or gets smaller, you have to adjust all these six Zmanim accordingly. So you've already got another six Shittas. So what have we got so far? We've got six, that's 12 Shittas, yeah? 12 shita, right? We started with 6, we've got 12 now. The third shita is, it depends on the degree of darkness. But how do you calculate it? So you see, the Gemara, or rather the Mishnah, is talking in Eretz Yisrael and Bova, which happen to be the same Oifuk. And it's talking of Yom HaMabeinanim. Yom HaMabeinanim is Nisan and Tishri are called Yom HaBeinanim, the average day. And according to that, you're supposed to calculate the rest of the year and the rest of the world. So what you do is, you look at those Nisan and Tishri, and you then take your various shittas, the shitta of 30 and a half minutes, all the shittas, the 6 shittas, and you see at what degree of darkness you have then in Eretz Yisrael, and accordingly, you have to judge accordingly. That's called the Oifet. How do you judge darkness? Well, the only way which we know is, it depends how low the sun is below the horizon. The lower it is, the darker it gets. So just to give you an example, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Yom HaBeinanim, 72 minutes after the Shkia, the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon. So if you want to work out the Ganze Welt in Tamsman, you have to find when the sun will be 16.1 degrees below the horizon. The other shitta, for example, that's the shitta of 72 minutes. If you take the 90 minute shitta, the sun is 19.8 degrees below the horizon. And so on and so on. That's called the Fiwaifit. Now the Matthias is that if you take on this shitta, we've got a bit of a problem here in England, because there are 5 weeks, which finished 10 days ago, that the sun doesn't reach as low as 16.1 degrees below the horizon. It's Matthias. So according to that shitta, you have got a nacht. It's not really a problem you have got a nacht, because there are places in the world which you certainly haven't got a nacht. You go up in Dortmund, you haven't got a nacht. There certainly is such a Matthias where the place where you haven't got a nacht. But what it would mean is, according to that shitta, we shouldn't be living here, because we have to live in a place where we do have nacht. So the interesting is, in that itself, there are shittas, which shitta we accept, the Balatanya and the Guru, interesting, a lot of the halukhas, the moment got the same shitta, they say it goes according to Oifet, but they haven't got a problem, because they go past like a Bani Tam. And actually the Guru says that a Bani Tam, the halukha cannot be like a Bani Tam, because if so, we haven't got nacht here in Vilna, Nishuka nacht. And that's one of the Paschim writes, so what? V'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'chi Ev La'asis Laila B'Vilna? Yeah, he doesn't have to make Laila B'Vilna, but if we've been living here, and we the Masoedus is, that we have V'yeira V'yavoyka, is a Laila that we don't pass in Lekabayin Tam. So really, what it means is the following. Those who pass in Lekabayin Tam, and they live in Vilna, or in England, or in the Alapetra, most probably did not hold of the shit of Oifet. Because if you combine the two together, you've got a problem, we shouldn't be living here. So either you pass it like the Ge'onim, and then you've got the freedom of passing whichever shitta you want, Shavuos, Zmanias, or Oifet. But if you're the Kuntzman, we've got a problem. Here's 5 weeks. In Gateshead it's 8 weeks. In Glasgow, other places even more. And that's just the 72 minutes cheshbon. If you take the 90 minutes cheshbon, you've got much more. It's a great problem. And actually the Balatanya, let's go back the other way around. With Nacht, alright, so let's say the Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya say that they don't pass them at any time. They pass them like the Goyims. They haven't got a problem. But in the morning, they do have a problem. Because Halos HaShachar, Zuktak HaRabah HaTanya, that begins wherever he lived, or the place in Ruslan, wherever it was, Shavuos HaBetamaz, after Chatzos Laila, you shouldn't be eating. Because after Chatzos, the sun is higher than 16.1 degrees. So according to that, it's already Yoyim. So you must start fasting Chatzos. I mean, here in England, it wasn't the guy who was, you want to know exactly what it was, it happened to be 5 past 2 this week. But in higher places, maybe in Gates, probably, it would be a Chatzos. And don't forget that in the morning, everybody agrees that she is 4 mil. So if you're going to take on the shit of Oifet, so in the morning, Taka, you haven't gotten a lot of Shachar, it's a Chatzos. So Chatzos is the next one before, and then after is already the next Tzuk. So just to finish off, Halukha Namai said that we listen, the oldest Zmanim which you see on the various Lichas, you always have to be machme a little bit, because first of all they round it off to the nearest minute, so it could be that it's 29 seconds before or after. You wouldn't know it if you didn't tell me about that. And nachadach, it can vary even in London itself, from central London to northwest London, it can be a difference of 20 seconds or so. And besides that, so certainly by the rise, certainly by the bonus, someone one should be mahadah and machme a minute before, a minute after, to up to more than 2 minutes, one doesn't have to be machmir, because that's already Allah's faith. But up to 2 minutes is certainly a mukam lahachmer, and certainly krishma shachafis, which is probably one of the most difficult things to cope with. The frat amanentum the shitter, the mugam avruam into the shitter, although that the first month, not the second month, which this morning I think was 8:31, something like that. It's kafel for this morning, but for some people Shabbos morning or Sunday morning might be a problem. Is the type of length of the sefer somebody asked him, because normally in the yeshiva shavel one has accepted the second amount of Balatanya, the Gru, but he said, what's the gabba the rice? And not a dachdo ochem is the dabba wissen, dush that befeish is shechnuach, that the soft man krishma shal shachlis is abba diyevet, dush that shechnuach. Besides the reason makdima le mitzvot, or b'shechnuach, look up shechnuach, and the krishma, and mishabriya bin shal shnei saliuch, and vilna goon, that the soft man krishma is abba diyevet, look at chila one shal line krishma earlier, so it means basically getting up earlier, which means basically going to sleep earlier.